What I want you to do is take a deep breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, and as you let it out, let your body relax completely. Take another breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, and this time when you let it out, close your eyes and relax them completely. And as you're sitting there, just listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to know that any other sounds that you hear other than your breathing, the sound of my voice and the music that's playing in the background, any other sound is just going to be a signal for your mind to relax your body even more. So you get deeper and deeper into a place of relaxation. And as you're in this place that's quiet and safe, I want you to think of a particular time where you had a setback, where you had a situation in hand and it went sideways. For a moment, go back to that memory fully and completely. And when you go back there, I want you to see what you saw back then and hear whatever was going on back then. And when you do those two things, you get to re-experience what you were feeling in your body. Pay attention to that now for a moment. And as you pay attention to that and that situation, I want you to just imagine a part of you. You know, that higher self just steps out of your body for a moment. And you go up 20, 30 feet above the whole situation so you can see everything clearly from a different perspective. As you look down upon that situation, notice what happened and what is the lesson, or what are the lessons that you needed to take away from this event. And as you think about that lesson, something you should have paid attention to, something you can correct in the future, will bubble up. And as it comes up for you, take a look at it. When you look at it and it makes sense, take that lesson and store it where you keep important information. Don't worry, your heart and mind will know where that is. And once that lesson's stored, I want you to take a deep breath in, and this time when you let it out, allow yourself to let go of that memory. One more breath in, and as you let it go, let go of any negative thoughts. As you breathe in and let it out, let go of any sensations and uncomfortable feelings. And then I want you to imagine a beautiful, huge, healthy tree in a meadow. It's 120 feet high. The canopy is rich and lush and green, goes out in all different directions. It's massive. And you just know that the taproot that connects this tree to the earth, to the ground, that grounds it, must be huge and deep. And just for a moment, imagine you have a taproot going from your spine through your chair, through the floor, all the way to the ground, and it goes in all the way to the center of the earth. And when it gets there, just lock it in place. And soon as you feel that connection, notice how it stills your mind, stills your body. And I want you to just imagine that any negative residue from that past failure just starts floating out of your body, goes down all the way to your feet and all the way to that grounding cord, and just goes into the earth, leaving your body. And as it leaves your body, you start feeling lighter. And as you start feeling lighter, you can take a deep breath in, and as you let it out, just feel comfortable knowing that you let go of any of the negative feelings, any of the residual thoughts. And now, I want you to just think of a time where you felt incredibly powerful, strong, passionate, unstoppable. When you think of that memory, I want you to just go back to that moment in time. And when you have that memory, fully step back into that memory and see what you saw back then. And as you see that, it starts to make you feel pretty good. And then I want you to hear what you heard back then. And when you hear that, it just lets you feel that amazing, powerful feeling in your body. Just notice where it is in your body right now. And just imagine right before you is a volume knob that will turn up the intensity of this amazingly powerful feeling. And I want you to start cranking that feeling up so it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And the stronger it gets, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more certain you are you can do anything at any time in any situation. And once you have that, I want you to just look out into the future, and it might be next week, next month, next year, another situation where this deal that you're putting together, this project that you're putting together, that you are more masterful now because you learned that lesson from the past, and it allows you to be more elegant, more effective, more influential. And because you're feeling this powerful feeling, you know with certainty that you are gonna get dramatically better results. And as you step out into the future and see yourself doing that, I want you to step on the other side of that when you've successfully completed it. Notice if there's any lessons you need to learn that would make you more effective, make you better, make you happier, make you more successful, make the deal better for everyone. And when you have that lesson, let your mind and heart store that where you keep important information. And then I want you to slowly start coming back in the room. And I'm going to count back to three. And when we get to three, you're going to feel fantastic. You're going to be ready to take action. And you're going to be ready to move on with the rest of your day. One, you feel powerful and strong, and you know you can do anything. Two, because you've learned the lesson from that past event, it's never going to happen again. And three, just step back in the room, ready to take on the rest of your day.